Welcome to Shulam Machshava on the Daf Shir, sponsored by the Einhorn family, Lilui Nishmas, Rav Naftali Ber Yecheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Ayin Ches, as we start Perek Oysoi V'Esbnoi. Let's be me'ayin in the reasoning and what stands behind the mitzvah of Oysoi V'Esbnoi. So the Rambam, the Moriv Nevuchim, gives us reasons. It's brought down in the Chinuch as well. We'll focus here on the Ramban, in Parsh Kiteitze, when he speaks about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. So Ramban starts by saying, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan and the mitzvah of Shiluach of Oysoi V'Esbnoi, it's all the same idea. Ki v'hatam b'shneim the bilti hi yois lonu leif achzori. We should not be cruel. Fish v'loi nirachim, should not have mercy. Or an additional reason, which is part of the reason, is not to come and destroy completely that type of animal. If you take away the mother and child, you take away the Eim al Abanim, so in a sense, you're taking away a whole family, not only individual. And therefore, the Torah says not to do it. The Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael Perek Vov famously argues very strongly the Ramban. And he says that we don't have reason for the mitzvahs. As Chazal tell us, Lo nitna Torah ha-tzar v'briyos. The Torah was given to us in mitzvah of the briyos. We'll see in a moment what it means according to the Maharal. But we don't have any reasons that this mitzvah is given to us to give us mercy, to have rachmanus. And the Maharal adds on the Ramban, he says, I don't understand. It says not to be shechting the mother and the child in the same day. But if you shech the mother right before Shkia and the child 20 minutes later after Shkia, so then it's fine. Hi, what about the mitzvah achzorius that this few minutes makes a difference because it's a new day? And in addition, why are we allowed to do ben pekuah? There's no isav isbnoi beos beben pekuah if you have a din of achzorius. So therefore, says the Maharal, these tamim that are taimei alev, that's not the reason for the mitzvahs. So says the Maharal, so what is it? It's a gzeiras melech. Because what will give us a gzeir, we have to follow what the king says. Yes, there's some benefits that come through it. But that's not the reason for the mitzvah. And he goes on to add in Perek Zayin, that what Chazal say, the idea is when a person goes and follows the Seder HaSik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, so he mele his mitzvah from his Zakech HaNefesh when he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gzeiras Melech, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do. So we have over here a big machloikis in the Negeat Oysav Ezbnoi. Is the reason of the Torah because of Midah of Rachmanis, like the Ramban says, or it's a gzeiras melech, and maybe there's some side benefits to it, but that's not the reason of the mitzvah. The Ramban himself brings raya, and it seems he is addressing the claim of the Maharal, even though he's many years before the Maharal. Says he brings the name of the Rambam, that we need to come and try to figure out the timing of the mitzvahs. And he brings many raya to that. The idea of time mei Torah, that the Chazal tell us, we have to come and know time mei Torah as much as we can. Many times we don't know the time mei Torah, like we didn't know Parah Adumo. But we have to try to know time mei Torah. And as the Ramban and Chazal say, lo nita Torah letzar v'briyos, means, don't think that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets a benefit from your mitzvah. But you doing a mitzvah, it helps Hashem. Chas v'shalom. When you doing a mitzvah, it helps you. You are benefiting from it. It's for your benefit, not for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there is reasons that you could benefit, you understand. It gives you the midah of rachamim. The big problem with the shita of the Ramban, what the Rambam brings reasons, is that the Gemara in Megillah of Chafei says that if a person goes and says, El kan tzipo yagiru rachamecho, so you have to mishaski moiser. Says the Gemara, why? So there's two reasons that's brought down. Either because pishimatil kino b'maisa bereshis, it seems like he says some animals the Kishbuch has mercy on, some not doesn't. And the other reason is because she'oise midoise HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'einam elagzeiros. Seemingly, the Gemara is telling us that if a person gives a reason that the Torah is giving it because of rachamim, it's a mistake, it's a gzeiro. Mashra mamash lagamara. What will we do with that Gemara? So the Emes says that Tosfos there in Megillah Daf Chafei already brings a similar question, because he says the Kalir wrote in the Kedusha that we say in the second day of Pesach, says the Lashon, Tzotku Oysoi V'Esbnoi Lo Tishchetu B'Yomechot. The right thing for us not to shecht a mother and a child in the same day. Mashra, that it's a tzedek, it's because of rachamim. And the Chura, according to the Gemara there, it's only a gzeir. That's a question of Tosis. So the Piski Tosis there says, the Kalir goes with the second answer of the Gemara. One brings two answers. One answer is because it's causing jealousy in my separatius. The second one is because we don't say time into the mitzvahs. He's going with the first answer. But the Ramban himself says, the Pshat is like this. If you think that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this because of rachamim on the bird, that's a mistake. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you this because of rachamim or yisav esbno, it's a mistake. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing us to be me'oyer the rachamim by us. By us doing the mitzvah, we become more bali rachmim. It's not because of the mercy on the animal, the Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about the animal. It's to teach us to be bali rachmim. That is the gzeiros. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs for us, to benefit us, not because he cares about the animals. And that may be the pshat and the kalir too. It's the right thing for us to do because we're going to learn mercy. Just to add that another pshat has brought down the Me'ashiloyach Pashas Emor says, the Yishmitzah says, that really you could have reasons for the mitzvahs, but not in tefillah. When you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can give a reason. Because by tefillah, you're not ispala to a midah mesuyemes. You're not davening to midas harachim. You're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'choy tov ve'atzmi. When you're referring to a specific midah, that diminishes the koyach tefillah. That's why the Gemara there in Megillah says, someone who says in tefillah, the idea of rachamim, ishaski moisoy. But in Echanami, there's a tam mitzvah that brings you rachamim. So be as it may, how do we explain the Gemara there in Megillah? We have in our sugi machlekes, the Ramban and the Maharal, is oisav esbnoi a reason to give us to teach us rachamim, or it's a gzeiros melech just to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.